Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Brian, thank you very much. Let's go to Limerick now. Counting got underway this morning in the race to become the country's first directly elected mayor. And for the latest, we're joined from the Limerick Count Centre by freelance journalist Megan Scully. Megan, thanks very much for being with us. I know you've no first count yet, but the tallies were pointing to an early lead by independent John Moran. Just bring us up to speed with the picture.
Yes, so that was from Saturday. It looked like John Moran was leading with Helen O'Donnell coming in second and then followed by D. Ryan, Danny Butler, Morris Quinlan and Frankie Daly. But looking here today, it does seem that there is a bit of a change, because on Saturday, those boxes that were opened were mainly city boxes and the county had only just begun after that. And they reckon that a lot of people are saying here that a lot more of the county have possibly gone with Helen or Dee. And even just here a couple of minutes ago, I saw there's a bit of a buzz around Dee Ryan because apparently a lot of votes were coming up for her as well. Also, we mentioned Morris Quinlan there and Frankie Daly, who've also seemed to have a surge in votes in the last couple of minutes as well.
So Dee Ryan, the Fianna Fáil candidate, there was a bit of a buzz there this morning, you're saying, around her. So what they're seeing in the boxes that are being opened in the last little while, they're getting some hope.
Yes, there is a lot more votes seem to be coming in for her. And as I mentioned, of course, Helen O'Donnell as well is another one. Now, John Moran is the only candidate I've seen so far here this morning. I believe Helen has just entered the count centre as well. But they all have their tallies people around who are still going around with their clipboards and taking down. And there just seems to be quite a lot of movement. And another thing that was mentioned to me as I was speaking to people that are here was that there's no sort of clear indication with the voting. You know, people haven't stuck with certain parties. They're kind of going cross-party as well. So it seems that for this directly elected mayor, the people of Limerick are voting for the person and not really the party.
Mm-hmm. Because that tally that we had, which was a 92% tally, was showing John Moran on 24%. Then Helen O'Donnell was at 16% running as an independent. And then Dee Ryan at 14%. The rest of them then in or around that. Morris Quinlan, Sinn Féin 10%. Daniel Butler, Fine Gael 13%. So you're saying then that, well, what you're telling us is that a lot of that could be thrown up into the air, are you?
Yeah, and that seems to be the word here in the count centre. A lot of people think that, you know, maybe the reading we got from Saturday actually isn't as clear as we maybe thought it was, and maybe that lead isn't as strong for John Moran as was previously thought. And as I mentioned, there is quite an atmosphere building around here as more people start to enter the count centre. And as you mentioned, the first count will be revealed shortly. But no, it's quite exciting now, and everyone seems to be looking forward to seeing what comes out of here.
Okay, and the first count, you say, is going to be coming along fairly soon. Do you reckon within the hour, or?
I reckon within the hour. That seems to be what's been said so far. And some people have said to me that the vote should be finished. We shouldn't have kind of a clear indication by lunchtime today. And they reckon it should all be wrapped up by this evening. But as you said, you never know with these things. They can change in a flash. So, you know, hopefully we won't be back tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see.
Very interesting, Megan. Thank you very much.